5 members of the same family have been burnt to death at Swame in Kumasi in what is suspected to be arson. 4 of them died in the fire, while the 5th, 24-year-old Beatrice Ajimain, died on admission at the Accident and Emergency Center of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. His brother, Theophilus Ajimain, who is a student of Cape Coast University, suffered severe burns and is still on admission at the hospital. Our correspondent, Nicholas Osewusu, has filed this report.
A family spokesperson, Kwabena Boateng, named the dead as Ifuajewa, 46, Kofi Wusu, 13, his grandmother, Beatrice Ndaa, 76, and Ifo, 80. The children's father, Kwame Ajimain, who is believed to have locked the main gate to the house and set the house ablaze, has not been seen since late yesterday and is being sought after by the Swami police. The spokesperson told the Kumasi Metropolitan Chief Executive, Samuel Sapon, during a visit to the scene that the couple, Kwame Ajimain and Ifuajewa, have been married for a very long time, but the marriage fell on rocks recently. According to Mr. Boateng, a court in Kumasi was scheduled to rule on a divorce application tomorrow. He said the couple picked a quarrel yesterday, after which Ajimain left. However, he was believed to have returned late in the night, changed the padlocks of the house's main gate, and set the house ablaze. The Kumasi Metropolitan Chief Executive Samuel Sapon consoled the bereaved family and also visited Theophilus Ajimain at the Accident and Emergency Center of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. He assured them of the KMA's support in this trying moment. Mr. Sapon, who is also chairman of the Kumasi Metropolitan Security Committee, said he would ensure that the perpetrator is apprehended and dealt with according to the law. Meanwhile, the charred bodies have been deposited at the morgue of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital for autopsy.
That was a report filed by Nicholas Osewusu in Kumasi.